You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Where are we starting?
We're starting with what's going to be a remake of a 1992 psychological thriller. Now, you've got Long Legs Watcher and It Follows star Micah Monroe signed up to star in this. And what's it going to be? It's going to be The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Oh, that was good. Yes, Rebecca De Mornay.
Rebecca De Mornay was starring in it. So it was a film about an obstetrician who commits suicide after being found out for abusing his patients. The news then leads to his pregnant wife miscarrying and vowing revenge on the woman who sort of leveled the first accusation. She infiltrates that family and she becomes the new nanny to the daughter. And of course, all things change at that stage. Curtis Hanson actually directed that movie. And is it all set for a remake? Well, it's a long time since 1992. So I'm sure there's a whole new audience there for it. So Monroe's going to play the nanny, and it's been described as a two-hander, so the casting is underway to basically get the other key cast member.
Well, the original was quite good, I thought, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Now, you've been kind of filling us in on Martin Scorsese's latest project. What's the latest?
Yeah, the news broke this week that both his biopics have been sort of put on hold and we don't know when they might end up shooting. So Variety broke this news sort of indicating that the plan to shoot two highly anticipated films back to back this year doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Now, the first of these was to be The Life of Jesus. This is based on a 1973 novel. Reportedly financing this film independently, committed to making it with the hopes of shooting in Israel, Italy and Egypt. And Andrew Garfield had been rumoured to star in the film. So that one's on hold, as is the Frank Sinatra biopic film that had a November start date. But those involved with the production were reportedly notified that the November start date had been cancelled and no rescheduled dates have been set for that one. That is without a studio as well, although Apple and Sony have been sort of rumoured around it, and there are questions around the Sinatra estate and approvals for the project as well. So disappointing to hear that they're not going forward. But Scorsese is set to produce Cape Fear, the TV series for Apple TV, alongside Steven Spielberg. So that'll
keep us going.
Certainly will.
Keep us going in the meantime. Now, from one legend director to another.
Yeah, this is Francis Ford Coppola, who's been out doing a lot of press for Megalopolis, which hits the cinemas this weekend. A lot of divisive reviews around this one. It took him nearly 40 years to make, $120 million to put it on the screen. But doing interviews for the film, you know, he's been talking about a lot of different things. Streaming has come up for conversation, where he's described it as anti-art. But he also still believes that filmmakers will take risks in the future for the sake of art. Take a listen to him.
The movies your grandchildren will make are not going to be like this formula that's happening now. We can't even imagine what it's going to be. And that's the wonderful thing about it. So the notion that there's a set of rules to make a film, you have to have this, you have to have that, you have to do that, that's okay if you're making Coca-Cola, because you want to know that you're going to be able to sell it without risk. But cinema is not Coca-Cola. Cinema is something alive and ever-changing. And you know, there have to be filmmakers, and there are, who make the film without risk and jump into it and say, well, it feels right to me, but who knows? Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. It doesn't matter. It's in my heart. I want to express this. And that's what I've learned to do. I don't know where I got, but I've always been like that, I think.
Well, Megalopolis in cinemas, as you say, this weekend. More on that a little later. Coming next to Ben Stiller.
Yeah, he's going to make a comedy called The Dink. Now, Jake Johnson has nabbed the leading role in this as he plays a washed-up tennis pro who, to save a club in crisis and win his father's respect, does the one thing he swore that he'd never do, which is play pickleball. So the cast for this one also includes Mary Steenburgen and Ed Harris. While Stiller's going to be in it alongside former tennis champion Andy Roddick, who's got a supporting role in the film as well. So Johnson is coming off Self-Reliance, which was his feature-length directorial debut that he also wrote and stars in.
Very good. Now, James McAvoy, we spoke about him a couple of weeks ago because he was really impressive on screen in Speak No Evil. Is he going behind the camera?
Yeah, he is. He's going to go behind the camera for his directorial debut in a film called California Scheming. Great title, actually, which is based on the true story of two Scottish friends, Gavin and Billy, who pretended to be, get this, a Californian rap duo in a hip hop hoax. And they had to keep up this persona for ages. Once they decided and told everybody, I think they went for a record deal as Scottish rappers. Nobody paid any attention to them. They then went back, pretended they were for California, got the deal from the same record label, so they had to keep up the appearances that they were from California. So McAvoy's going to play a supporting role in the movie as well, and Seamus McLean, Ross and Samuel Bottomley are playing the lead roles.
California Scheme, and it is a good title. All right, now news also broke this week of, well, a documentary on a music legend.
Yeah, Barbra Streisand, which has got great potential when you think about it. You're talking about a multi-part documentary series here about her life and her career. It's going to be directed by Frank Marshall and it's going to be produced by Alec Gibney. So behind the camera, you have a lot of talent as well. And the project, I suppose, aims to be an intimate and comprehensive exploration with access to a lot of her archival materials as well as footage of her work on current projects.
Well, this Gart. The big thing I wanted to know was, is she behind it? And I was looking at her on X there, and she said, for years I've been thinking about the best way to share the vast amount of content I've been saving and storing in my vault, much never seen or heard of by the public. So today, she said, I'm delighted to finally share that we're starting production on my official documentary. And she said, I'm looking forward to working with Frank Marshall, Alex Gibney and Sony Music to bring the very personal project to screens around the world. Because she's an interesting character in terms of, you know, maybe she wanted to direct it herself, but she's handing it over, which I think is interesting from her.
It's probably better in this case.
I think because,
Yeah, usually. I mean, I know a lot of these documentaries do come from the stable of the record labels and that. And sometimes, you know, they don't dig in on some of the key issues. But, you know, the fact that, as you said, she's not going to direct it is a good thing because you have two very good, solid filmmakers there about to throw their eye over her life. So that's good.
We got her memoir, so now we're going to get the documentary. That is Barbra
Streisand. You reviewed the memoirs, right? I remember it was a huge book.
Yes, it took me a while. I made it through it. Okay. Now we've some home news. We're going to Kerry.
Yeah, we are, because the Kerry International Film Festival has officially launched their 2024 festival programme. It's celebrating 25 years, which is fantastic. And the festival returns to Killarney from October 17th to the 20th with a packed programme of features, documentaries, shorts and many events. And one of the events would be to award Rebecca O'Flanagan this year's Maureen O'Hara recipient, who's a producer of many fine film and television, including Smother, The Running Mate, Handsome Devil, Florence, Son. Her latest film, Kathleen Is Here, is going to be arriving in cinemas in October. So tickets are on sale for that. Kerryfilmfestival.com.
Very good. Congratulations to Rebecca O'Flanagan. That is richly deserved. And also in the Lighthouse.
Yeah, you've got the Dock and Roll Film Festival taking place as well. This is the second edition of it, which will take audiences on a musical subcultural tour while spotlighting a broad range of genres and music, everything from Balkan rock to new wave and industrial. So that takes place from the 25th to the 28th of October. Dockandrollfestival.com/Dublin for tickets and information.
Excellent. What trailer have you chosen for us?
Yeah, this is, I like the look of this. It's called A Real Pain. And it follows mismatched cousins, David, played by Jesse Eisenberg, and Benji, played by the fantastic Kieran Culkin, who reunite for a tour through Poland to honour their beloved grandmother.
Yeah, Kieran Culkin looks great in this. Let's take a listen.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Boner.
Is not available.
Hey, Benji, I just got to the airport. I really hope you left already. Oh, God, you made it.
What's up, cuz?
Wait, you're not, like, taking weed into Poland, are you?
Oh, yeah.
We get high.
Neighbors and I are cousins. We used to be joined at the hip. Our grandma is from here, so Dave arranged for us to join this geriatric Polish tour with you fine people.
That's the way we get by.
I really needed this man. I know that it's tough for you to leave your boy.
I don't really have anything going on.
I know it's been a tough few months for you, so...
I also want to say that I know you're not the most comfortable person with people.
I'm not?
No.
Does it look real?
Well, they're twice the size of you in metal, so...
You sure you don't want to come up here?
I'm good.
Can you take my picture?
That's what I'm talking about. Marcia!
Thank you, David.
But it's amazing that you're here, putting yourself out there so boldly for me.
Thank you, man.
Let's go smoke a joint.
Yeah, I think Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin look well matched in it, don't they, Garrett?
They certainly do. And, you know, it is a road movie and the adventure takes a turn when the Odd Couple's old tensions resurface against the backdrop of their family history. Will Sharpe, Jennifer Grey also starring in it. Eisenberg both wrote and directed this film. This is his second directorial effort. Emma Stone serves as a producer on the project as well. It did play at the Sundance Film Festival where he won the screenplay award at the festival. So it's going to be opening from November. So it's called A Real Pain. Do check out
A Real Pain. Let's come to new releases in cinemas, and Saoirse Ronan is back on the big screen in The Outrun.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you say that again. I wish you were a completely different person.
The urge to drink can come out of nowhere. You think you're doing well. Suddenly you want nothing more than a drink.
How does London compare to Poppy?
A bit more going on, I guess.
So how long do you think you'll stay here for?
I have a life that I have to get back to.
As mum?
She offered to put me into her prayers. I'm scared. I miss it. I miss how good it made me feel.
Yes, indeed. She was back home publicising it last week, Garrett, the great Saoirse Ronan there in The Outrun.
The Outrun, and this is probably the start of a run where we're going to see Saoirse on the big screen in many big projects this year. So this one is based on the memoir by Amy Liptrop, and after living the life on the edge of in London, Rona attempts to come to terms with her troubled past. She returns to the wild beauty of Scotland's Orkney Islands, hoping to heal.
Yeah, I mean, Saoirse Ronan is just so good in it. She's superb, and everyone is agreeing on that point. It's beautifully filmed, I thought. Well-directed tale. And for the most part, in terms of what it's dealing with, it sort of steers clear of cliche, I thought, and the location, the use of nature. You know, it goes from London up to the Orkneys, which is kind of stunning and gives it a different slant. Possibly could have been a little tighter towards the end. It got a little bit repetitive, maybe, but it's a superb performance from Saoirse Ronan. That is The Outrun in cinemas this weekend. What else have we?
I remember we featured it a couple of weeks ago on our trailer watch, Never Let Go.
Yeah.
This is about an evil that takes over the world beyond their front doorstep. The only protection for a mother and their twin sons is their house and the family's protective bond. Halle Berry leads the cast in this one. We also have My Old Ass. Great title for a movie. A mushroom trip brings free-spirited Elliot face to face with her 39-year-old self. But when Elliot's old ass delivers warnings to her younger self, Elliot realises she has to rethink everything about her family, life and love. Maisie Stella and Aubrey Plaza stars in that one. Now, we mentioned Francis Ford Coppola earlier, and this is his movie Megalopolis, which is on the big screen.
Yes.
It has a big cast in it as well. It's kind of a Roman epic fable set in an imagined modern America. Adam Driver, Giancarlo Esposito star in this one. The aforementioned Aubrey Plaza stars as well. Yeah, and it's kind of one that you kind of feel you need to see on the big screen, but again, the reviews have been a little mixed for it, right?
Yeah, I think people are just kind of saying that, but you have to see it. It's Francis Ford Coppola at this stage in his life, and it's cinema and everything else.
Yeah.
So that is Megalopolis in cinemas this weekend. And then Will and Harper sounds extraordinary.
Yeah, Will and Harper. This is an intimate portrayal of friendship, transition in America. It's Will Ferrell and his close friend of 30 years who decide to go on a cross-country road trip to explore a new chapter in their relationship.
Very
good selection this week.
And you always leave us with a TV movie. What have you picked for us?
This is an interesting movie. It's about a journalist who's hired to conduct an interview with an author, David Foster Wallace, and spends 5 days accompanying the writer. And over the course of their time together, an unusual bond seems to develop, but it remains unclear how honest each is being with the other. Jesse Eisenberg starring in this one. Jason Segel also really good in the movie. Mm. It's called The End of the Tour, and it's on TG Cahir. It's on tonight at 9:50.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.